Hollywood.
Yeah, we should have written a song
about Hollywood.
It's a song about Hollywood because it's the day after the... No, it's not. It's 2 days after the Oscars.
Actually, this goes up on Thursday, so it's like 4 or 5 days.
Well, now
after
that you're listening to it, it's like 4 or 5 days.
But it's Oscar week, though. Oscar week.
It's Oscar week.
Yeah.
So the Oscars were good. Hello.
I enjoyed them.
They were fun.
Yeah, there was...
Ellen DeGeneres was fun. She was funny.
Getting pizza.
Yeah. I really want to see Nebraska now. I haven't seen all the stuff from that. Like, I haven't seen it.
Do you know the scene the old lady is like, this is what you were missing.
This is what you were... Yeah, that's hilarious. Is it a comedy or is it a drama? Or is it kind of a bit of both?
I think it's like a very funny drama. Like
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of comedy people
in it as well.
And then Will Forte is one of the leads and he's a comedian. Well, like a comedic actor. Yeah. Nebraska does look fun.
Yeah, Nebraska does look quite fun. Much like, 12 Years a Slave, also quite fun. Not really.
Not at all.
I was a bit disappointed J-Law didn't win. I'm sure Lupita Nyong'o was very good in 12 Years a Slave. But J-Law's in...
I think J-Law won Best Loser Face, though, because she did like a, yeah, okay, that's fine face.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a smiley, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
face.
Yeah.
So she, that's, you know.
She's good, like, she, like, it.
Took it in her.
Like, the thing is, I think it's kind of like, it was like, ah, sure, Lupita's not going to win another one.
Yeah.
Or be nominated again, so we might as well just give it to her. Because, I mean, Julia Roberts could get another nomination.
Hmm.
And who else was there? Julia Roberts.
The old one from Nebraska.
The old one from Nebraska, I can't remember.
She won't
get another one.
What do you ever do?
But comedic films, I find, tend not to get Oscars, though.
No.
Because everyone's like, it's funny, but is it dramatic enough?
I have to say, Lupita deserves an Oscar for her performance in Nonstop.
Is Nonstop good, is it?
No, but it's brilliant. Well. It's brilliantly awesome.
The best thing, the funniest thing I thought about is when I saw the trailer, is the airline has the silliest name in the entire world.
What was it again? Like,
I can't remember.
I think.
It's like Quickstop Airlines or something silly, like something really just absolutely famous.
Yeah, it was obviously before 12 Years a Slave came out that she got the Nonstop part.
Oh, yeah.
She's like the assistant air hostess. She has
there's a girl from Downton Abbey in it. She's just an air hostess, yeah.
Lupita.
An air hostess?
Lupita has like 5 lines, I'd say, and a Grace Jones haircut.
She has a Grace Jones haircut now, though.
No, this was like even... Like a square on the top of her head.
Nice.
Brilliant. Peter Russo, or the guy who plays Peter Russo, was in tough talking New York cop.
Ah. Not a alcoholic Pennsylvanian congressman.
No, not this time.
Which is in House of Cards, which Dara has finally almost caught up on.
24 episodes in, there's two more left.
Two episodes left. I finished it.
It's pretty great. It's pretty fantastic.
And it's really annoying because it's like at least a year and a half now until the next series because all the shooting's been delayed.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
But you know.
But I love that they were just Maryland were like, oh wow, it's actually making lots of money. We should up the taxes. And they just went, yeah, you can up the taxes and we just won't film it here anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just like the producers are just like, yeah. I mean, you can do that, but there's literally every city in America would want us to shoot this here. So you can decide to not let us do it, to make us pay more money, or you can just let us do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's a bit...
To hell with you, Maryland. What do you think you're doing?
Go away, Maryland.
Yeah. What a silly name for a state. Arseholes.
But don't sue us or anything. That would be mean.
Ah, no. God, no. A lawsuit from the case... A lawsuit from Maryland would be bad.
That would be bad, yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
I don't think they can.
Anyone famous born in Maryland?
I'm sure there was, but I can't think of any.
Probably.
But Nonstop. But
yeah. Nonstop.
So
is bad.
Liam Neeson is an alcoholic.
He's like
chain smoking air marshal.
Yeah.
Who's down in his luck, and he starts getting texts from a passenger saying every 20 minutes someone's going to die on this plane if you don't give me $150 million in this account.
Well, that's a lot of money.
And then it turns out the account is in Neeson's name itself, so people think he's the terrorist.
Dun dun dun! Oh, and that's the line. Shit. I'm not trying to destroy this plane. I'm trying to save it.
And then shit hits the fan.
Does it?
It is non-stop. Hashtag non-stop Neeson.
Go on, tell me. You can tell me because I'm probably not going to see it. How crazy does it get? That's kind of what I want to know. I'm going to change positions because I'm sitting on a cajon at the moment and it's quite uncomfortable. I'm moving to the couch. transition is complete. Now I'm sitting beside Dara and it's not weird at all.
No, it's not weird. It's fine, man.
Two men sitting beside each other on a couch. Let's continue.
Let's continue with Nonstop Nathan.
Yes.
Well, this is spoilers, I suppose.
Spoiler alert, people. I don't really care. I want to hear
it's not a big plot, really. So basically,
say, look, you've seen the trailer. Imagine that gives it all away.
Everyone thinks he's the terrorist. There's a bomb on the plane.
Yes.
They do this thing called...
Going cray.
No, there's a specific name. It's basically they put the bomb at the back of they put the bomb at the back of the plane. They put everyone up at the front of the plane, and they put all the luggage over the bomb, and then they have to go down to 8,000 feet altitude, and that way the pressure subsides.
That can't be real.
Hey, it's nonstop.
That cannot be a real thing. If any of our listeners are air marshals, please let us know.
Just before the bomb's about to go off, Nathan finds out who actually did it, and it turns out it's not him.
It's not Lupita.
It's two dudes from the plane who he bumped into when they were in customs. No, not customs. When they were through security. Blah, blah, blah.
Really silly.
The pilot starts going down.
Yeah.
Bomb explodes.
Oh no.
It's working out though, because the pressure thing.
Yeah, I get it.
However,
oh no.
These two guys have guns.
Oh no.
But Neeson has a gun, but it's on the floor.
Oh yes, oh no.
And here's what happens.
Go on.
The pressure means that the gun lifts up off the floor. Neeson jumps, grabs it, shoots the motherfucker. Bam.
Damn. That shit sounds crazy. That sounds unreal. Now I'm probably going to go and see it.
Ben, all I can say is...
It's non-stop. Yeah, it sounds non-stop.
There's also the stereotypical, airplane
really
people
bad.
On
yeah,
it.
I was just gonna, any bad airplane puns or flying puns?
No, it's just like they have all the usual people that are in airplane movies, like...
Oh, yeah?
Kid.
Like the inflatable co-pilot?
The doctor. Not that airplane movie.
The old lady who speaks rap.
Okay, they don't have them.
Damn.
They have like a kid who's first.
They're the complete opposite. They're not the stereotypical. They're the non-stereotypical.
They have the little girl who's flying to see her dad.
Okay.
Whose first flight on her own ever.
Of course.
They have the stereotypical black guy who says some kind of street things to the powers that be, and then
probably
trouble.
Uses the N-word in his day-to-day life.
Yeah, they have the take no shit NYPD cop.
Yeah,
which is Peter
no
Rizzo.
Bullshit. Yeah,
and
Peter
then
Rizzo.
They have
nice.
They have one more stereotypical one. I can't remember.
Pregnant woman.
They don't have a pregnant woman actually. They missed out there.
They missed out there, didn't they?
Muslim doctor. Who everyone is afraid of.
Yeah, everyone.
But then it turns out
he
actually helps out loads because he's a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And
interesting.
Then everyone, and then him and the NYPD guy.
Is there the father of one married, not ever quite dominant relationship over his wife, who was the first one to really turn against Liam Neeson? Have we got that guy in there? Because he's in a lot of those kind of movies.
There'll be the one guy. It's not married, but there's like a business guy.
Okay, yeah.
So
I
he's
think,
traveling
yeah,
on his
business
own.
Business guy can, you know, transfer to.
And there's Mile High Club people.
This sounds like a play I read years ago.
Okay.
About a hijacking and it's comedy. And the person who like turns against them is just like a businessman. He's a shoe salesman. Of course he is. And it's just like, it's quite similar.
It's also very similar to Snakes on the Plane. It just doesn't have any snakes.
Well, there you go.
Plane things tend to be very similar.
Yes, they do, because they're all about... It's not a very broad subject.
No.
Do you know what I started watching? Because I saw... did you watch Graham Norton last week? Landeck?
No.
I did. And the guy from 50 Shades... You know, we were talking about 50 Shades.
Jamie Dornan. The Belfast fella, yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's really funny and he seems like such a down to earth bloke. So I watched The Fall.
Oh, I watched a bit of The Fall because one of our fellow Arclighters was in it.
Oh, really?
Well, like she was a little bit before us. She was the teenager who he was sleeping with every so often. The creepy baby.
Oh, yeah.
Baby sitter.
Oh, she's an art collector.
She's an art collector. She's also in that show Quirk with Mark Gambon and Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah, yeah.
She's very good.
I watched it and it's like, he's brilliant in it. Now, it's not an amazing show.
Yeah, and you're one...
Gillian Anderson.
She wasn't brilliant.
Gillian Anderson's terrible in it. She's like, her character, she's awful, her character's awful, her dialogue is terrible. The best thing about it is your man Jamie Dornan and the fact that he's so creepy.
Yeah. No, he was... Well, now, the last episode I didn't love very much. I don't think it was his fault necessarily.
Yeah, no, it's not brilliantly written, but he is very good. Like, he is really creepy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's weird.
He's very perverse.
Now, does it mean 50 Shades of Grey will be good?
Well, it probably doesn't mean it'll be good, but it now means that I like the guy who's in it.
Which could cause some problems.
It means
possibly of a sexual nature.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to see the film now. Ah, well, what are you going to do?
Okay.
Ah, come on now. All of us say we won't see it. And I guarantee you everyone will.
Well, listen, we want to get the two sequels made as well.
Yeah, 50 Shades Darker and 50 Shades Freed. Go on, all about what is it?
The Graduate
and the other one.
Twilight.
The Graduate and Twilight. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, let's get to it.
Yeah, yeah, back to Oscars.
So I have here a list of other...
Dara's going to do what he did for the Golden Globes.
The exact same. But I'm not going to read out the other nominees because that's...
Actually,
like
that's
ages.
What it was. The Hollywood... You did that for the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn it. Call me out.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Flashback.
So we have Best Picture. Yeah. 12 Years a Slave.
Fair enough.
Did you notice the writer and the director weren't talking at all? Did you see all the tension there?
No, why?
That's brilliant. First of all, John Ridley also won Best.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, yeah. His speech was intense.
And Steve McQueen did the speech for Best
film
after Brad Pitt.
And then, Steve McQueen was great. He was so nervous he couldn't understand a word he said.
However,
he turned around and jumped
neither
in the
of
air.
Them thanked each other, and neither of them would look at each other, hug each other.
Really?
Is
something going on between them?
Yeah, big Hollywood scandal.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Basically, Steve McQueen worked on. They hired John Ridley to write a spec script, and then Steve McQueen kind of worked through it and added a lot of his own things to it.
For
12 Years of
Slave. Oh, okay.
But John Ridley wouldn't allow him to take...
Wouldn't give him a writer's credit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so they don't like each other at all.
So John Ridley's a bit of an arse.
Yeah, because it's happened before with him as well. It happened at that film, Three Kings.
David Russell
directed
Spike it. Spike Jones.
He was in it as well,
Spike Jones in it as well.
And Ice Cube, I think. Or was it Ice-T?
No, it was Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. So John Ridley and...
Yeah.
I
didn't know they had out of falling there. Bitch.
Yeah,
that's
no, it's
shit.
Proper. No one knew until tonight. Or last night. No, the night before.
The night
too
of
many
the Oscars.
Nights. The night of the Oscars.
Okay, well, so 4 or 5 nights
Like they snubbed each other walking up to the acceptance.
I didn't know that. No,
and then
when
the camera cut to McQueen clapping... For John Ridley, it was a real like, because he was hugging everybody. He was hugging people he wasn't in any film with ever.
Yeah.
And then when John Ridley went up, he just had this stone face look, and he had just like a real sarcastic clap, like the hands were really far apart.
Oh,
now, you're not going to see this, listeners, but it was like a...
Oh, okay.
Like a dirty,
that's
dirty
awkward.
Look.
Yeah, that's awkward. Steve McQueen was good. He seems nice, though.
He's very talented as well.
Yeah, incredibly talented writer. What else we got?
So then we have best adapted screenplay, you may as well say, because John Ridley won. That's well deserving, I guess. Yeah.
Deserved. Well,
Wolf of
Wall Street could have won.
I think Wolf of Wall Street, because it missed out on some.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe that one.
Wolf of Wall Street missed out on everything. But, did it win anything?
I didn't win anything, though. But 12 Years a Slave was...
It's a brilliant film.
Yeah.
Brilliant film, very good.
That's the thing about a lot of the categories. Like, you could have picked anybody pretty much.
Yeah,
and
they
were all deserving. Except for Best Actor.
And Best Supporting Actor.
But let's get to McConaughey.
Throw in your Best Adapted Screenplay. Best Screenplay. Original Screenplay. Spike Jones.
Okay.
Brilliantly done, because Her is an amazing film. If you haven't seen it. Actually, we haven't talked about this, I don't think.
We didn't see Her, did we? Oh, no.
We didn't talk about this. We went to see Her. It's
so good.
Such a brilliant film, but you will cry.
Yeah.
I'm not a manly man, but I don't cry at films. But Dara can actually vouch for Dara's. Like, Dara said to me after the cinema, he's like, after we saw it, he was like, "Yeah, I heard you at a few points, just going."
Because I could hear Ben's breathing just getting more and more...
Getting deeper. And like big, deep exhales, and then, you know, the machine going...
And then when the tremolo started, it was like...
Big inhales, and then the tremolo exhale. like a machine going... That's what it was.
It's a great film though. It's really funny, it's got everything.
Strikes a brilliant balance between really funny but then an amazing kind of satire, not even a satire, just a kind of
cultural
commentary. It's so good. Everyone should go and see it.
Amazing performances.
Like, honestly, God, I'm not taking anything. Matthew McConaughey deserved that, but Joaquin Phoenix in her is amazing. So brilliant. Like, he would tie for me almost with McConaughey if you could give.
Yeah.
If you could give two, I would have given.
I mean, I feel like the only reason Phoenix didn't get nominated is because last year he caused a bit of a shitstorm with the Oscars. When he was nominated for The Master, it was like he was asked was to be nominated, and he's like, "Oscars are bullshit, man. I'm a true artist." And then he went on the big rant, so that didn't help him. But
that doesn't help now.
Like, obviously he doesn't care then, so.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to be. He makes films that he wants to make.
He's fantastic, though.
He's
fantastic.
And then,
like, everyone, Scarlett
Johansson's great. Amy Adams is brilliant again.
She's got everything.
It's really annoying because she's great in absolutely everything. And Brian Cox is in it.
Yeah, he's the...
He's, like, the old man. The other operating system. And it's weird, because there is kind of all those small little cameos. Like, Olivia Wilde is in the trailer, but she's only in the film for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They have phone sex, and it's so funny.
Spike she's Jones like, plays the little video like, game character.
Strangle me with the dead cat. She's like, whoa, okay.
That was really funny.
That's not just me making that up. That's actually what she says.
Spike Jones plays the little video game avatar thing.
The really sweary one. That's brilliant.
She looks like a fatty. I've been quoting that loads.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Rooney Mara.
She's only in it for about 10 minutes.
A couple of flashbacks.
Like, the three people who are in it the most are Joaquin Phoenix, Amy Adams, and Scarlett Johansson.
And Scarlett Johansson's a voice
and
as
even,
well. So.
But even your man from... Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Galaxy. Yeah, Chris Pratt, he's in it a lot.
Yeah.
He's in it a good bit. And he's good in it as well.
That's actually, I think, one of the best performances I've seen him do.
I think that's the only... Oh, yeah. Have we seen him in anything else?
I've seen him in Parks and Rec, and I've seen him in the ad for Guardians of the Galaxy, and he was in Lego Movie.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, the ad for... He is toned. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Because he was Jack Black chubby in...
In her, he's actually quite chubby.
And in Parks and Rec, he's been... The chubby friend.
Yeah, yeah. But if you see Guardians of the Galaxy,
he just turned it into Muslim.
Washboard. You're like, what? I saw
when the trailer came out, Edgar Wright sent a tweet to the director saying, like, "I'm sorry, but you should have cut the trailer at 1:19 because I fainted at Chris Pratt's death."
Yeah. You would. I was like, let's be honest, you would. Because fabulous.
What more can we say?
So well done, Chris Pratt.
Oscars. I've actually put the phone away. I realise I know them all.
Yeah, we know them all.
We have to talk about McConaughey's speech.
We do. It was great.
No man other than him could get away with calling himself his hero and be that
smug. Yeah, exactly. But not even that smug. But no, I don't think he was being smug.
No, not at all. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, anyone else says that, they would come across as really smug. He says it, it's like, it's the best speech.
But it
was a very good point.
Actually, John, my dad said it to me, or was it you?
Probably wasn't me.
Or somebody said it to me. It was like that he is his own hero, and that the hero is the person you want to be in 10 years. That is something that is going to be quoted.
That's a mantra. Like,
that is like a mantra that is going to be quoted by people for years to come, and that is going to be and it is actually quite a good motto for people, like.
That is going You're, on.
You shouldn't want to be someone else. The best person you can be should be the
best version of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Your hero should be the best version of yourself. You should strive to be the best version of you. And it is actually a brilliant kind of mantra.
No, it was an amazing speech. And then, like, because it was funny in places, like, he had the thing where he was thanking his dad.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's probably up there now.
Some gumbo.
Another light going.
Yeah. Dancing. Yeah.
And then, thank his mom. Love the moms. Everyone brought their mom.
Yeah.
Leto brought his mom. I love that. Jared Leto won Best Supporting Actor. He had a great speech as well.
That speech is really
good. However, did you notice the really obvious plug for his band? where he thanked his brother. It was like, Mars, yeah, thanks for going on this amazing journey. 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah, because they have like, a new album out now.
I think so, yeah. So.
Love, Something, and Lust. It's a like, weird title.
I'm at the Oscars. Get a plug in.
Oh, that's obviously what he's done, yeah.
He had good speeches, although.
He had a great speech, and again, a very deserving. Like, I love the fact that I hate Anne Hathaway,
yeah,
but the fact that instead of actually saying the actors' names, she referred to the characters. Yeah. So, what was it? It was nominated. So, you have.
I'm really bad at names.
Rayon Donnie, because that's your man from Wolf of Wall Street.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill from Wolf of Wall Street.
Who also brought his mother.
Who was brother's mom?
And Leo brought his mom as well.
Leo brought his mom. Oh, poor Leo's mom. Because Leo's mom just looks like Leo in drag. And it's really hard. Because Leo's a beautiful man. Yeah, he is a beautiful man. But if you translate that to a woman, it just doesn't work. It just looks like Leonardo DiCaprio in drag. And it's that's such a shame.
I like
the fact that McConaughey, the first person McConaughey, well, after his wife and Jared Leto, was that he went over to DiCaprio and he gave him a big hug.
And they had a little
bit of a bromance.
Although there's a video going around on YouTube where they...
And that was it. And Jared Leto shook John Hill's hand.
Yeah. There was a video on YouTube where they CGI'd the scene where Leo's on Quaaludes.
Oh, I haven't watched. You put up as your blog.
It's him just climbing onto the up to the podium.
Yeah,
going like, that was the sound of nice. Leo on Quaaludes.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was good.
So best actress was Kate Blanchett.
I still haven't seen Jasmine. Did you notice?
They didn't, because she went on a bit.
Yeah, they didn't
do the Oscar music at all.
No, they didn't.
No Oscar music.
And what was I thought she would have done if she didn't in her BAFTA speech
she dedicated to
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Didn't for your Oscar, why not?
She might have forgotten.
Hey.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. That's what annoyed me because I only got to watch the highlights that were on RTE.
Yeah.
And they didn't show the big reel. They normally do the reel.
Oh, the memorial.
And apparently this year's one was brilliant because they got an opera singer and it was like very moving and I was like, oh, I wanted to see all those dead people.
Right, yeah, and a lot of people died. Like,
a lot.
Harold Ramis. Did you see Bill Murray's lovely thing?
That was great for Bill Murray, yeah. It's just like, and also, yeah, cinematography. Oh, and
we
also
left one out.
Harold Ramis for the, what is it? Animal House, Ghostbusters.
Caddyshack.
And Caddyshack. Yeah, oh, that was brilliant.
Best,
I'm sorry.
Anyway, sorry, best supporting actress.
Actually, best supporting actress. Because we tied in Lupita Nyong'o, who was brilliant. Very good. But she's only in the film for like 40 minutes, whereas I thought Jennifer Lawrence would have won it because she's in American Hustle for like the whole 2 hours.
Although now technically because it's supporting actress, it's not necessarily better.
No, I understand that, but like she's a supporting actress to Amy Adams in the film.
Like, I guess Lupita is the main actress because there's not a lot of women.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would have thought. And
I thought Lupita made a nice speech. There's a lot of good speeches.
Yeah,
actually.
There was
some
very
good speech. She made a nice speech about shouldn't forget the pain that these people suffered.
So, yeah, Lupita was very good, but I would have given it to J-Lo.
But I think J-Lo will win again.
Oh, of course. That was the thing, that's what I said. Like, I mean, Lupita was brilliant, but I was just kind of like, you know, it's as if they gave it to her because they're like, you know, probably won't win another one.
Yeah.
Probably won't get the chance.
Yeah.
Whereas Jennifer Lawrence is going to do a Meryl Streep. She's going to be nominated every single year.
This brings us to Best Original Song.
Go on.
Did you see Meryl Streep shimmying during the performance of Happy by Pharrell Williams?
When he came onto her.
That was badass.
They were all very good. Even
Amy Adams got up.
Lupita got up. Lupita Nyong'o got up. Just kind of sat there and looked at him.
Some of them were awkward.
Like whereas Amy Adams actually got up and almost dragged him over. Like,
he walked past Jennifer Lawrence and Jennifer Lawrence made a no stay away face. Yeah. I can't get up.
Yeah.
Because she might have fallen over.
She would have fallen over, yeah. That was good, Ellen's little mention.
Where she kept going.
We're not going to mention it because that's what people do when they latch onto one little thing and they mention it all the time. I mean, we're not going to mention that you fell last year. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to show the clip. Well, we are going to show the clip. No, they're not.
Just the fact she kept going. I like that.
That was brilliant. Ellen was great.
But to the best original song, so Happy the performance. Well, we'll talk about the performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy was great.
Happy was brilliant.
He did very well. The dancers were cool as well.
They were very cool.
I thought you did performance. Good. He was very brave doing an acoustic performance in that room.
Yeah, sitting Larry Mullen there with just a little drum.
And like little tambourine and snare.
Yeah. And then just Adam just there with his, you know,
acoustic bass. No, I thought it was a very, like, very brave performance to be that intimate when it's quite a big rock song as well.
Yeah.
Whereas the Moon Song is an intimate song anyway.
Mm, yeah.
That was, I think, the best performance of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
Karen Owens. I can never get him. But the guy from Vampire Weekend. He's got
he's the guy from Vampire Weekend, is he? Okay.
That was a beautiful performance.
Brilliant song.
And then
that's Idina, in her as well.
Idina Menzel, not great.
Yeah, I mean, the song wasn't great. The performance wasn't great.
John Travolta's intro wasn't great.
John Travolta's intro wasn't great.
What was it? Adele Dezuka.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even attempt to make it sound good.
Yeah,
again.
I know. I just occasionally feel bad for John Travolta because you're just like, you're so old, so fat, and you're obviously dyeing your hair.
No, he's not dyeing his hair. He has hair pieces. He's completely bald.
Is he?
Yeah, it's like, it's a well-known fact. He's
as in taking
bald.
Of like, as in like taking of Pelham 1-2-3 bald.
Yeah, no, that's his. He's been bald for years, and he just
really?
Has really.
Oh, brilliant.
He has wigs that cost like $6,000, and
brilliant.
He keeps them in like air-conditioned rooms and stuff.
I remember because
there's loads of like times where he'll have completely like he'll have really short hair at a premiere, and then
yeah.
like 2 nights later he'll be at a function, and he'll have like long, luscious, like really
like
mad.
As in like the long hair from like Swordfish.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah.
he'll just like
yeah.
and yeah, he's just denied he's been bald for years.
Because I remember, I thought it was brilliant. I read about years ago now. I read an article in Empire, and the tag was, "Do you want to?" Because it was when everyone's having their diet fads. You know, when
yeah.
a few years ago, and everything like a Atkins, you know,
yeah.
the, whatever the cabbage diet or whatever the hell it was. The soup diet or something like that. And there was one, "Why try the John Travolta diet?" I was like, all right, I'll read it. And you just get to it. And the but there's just a massive picture of him in a hot tub with a cheeseburger and a milkshake. And it's just like, this is the John Travolta diet. And you're just like, oh my God, you are the fattest man in the world. Because he's just, his belly was huge.
Yeah.
He looked like a blue whale. Oh, it was terrible.
Nah,
but
yeah. he didn't.
But
do
that
it.
Song, though.
I think it was the worst song.
It was the worst. And she seemed like, like, is it that way in the film? Like, is her does she sing that fast when the music is like her
yeah,
singing?
It's not
her singing
yeah.
is so out of tempo with the music.
And very shouty, like
yeah,
way too
so
shouty, and quite out of tune.
Yeah,
it's not as out of tune in the film, of course, but it's not.
But does she do the whole thing? Like the music seems to be going at a like as in bum 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 bum. Well, it's just an example.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not going. So music going bum 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 bum, and she goes. Bum 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 bum.
She does it
bum.
A little bit. Now obviously they computerize it a bit.
Yeah.
But she
yeah.
does a few a
it just kind of annoyed
more.
Me. I was like, this is the one that won?
Yeah.
And the two people who picked, oh my God.
A little bit of annoying speech, yeah.
Oh my God, I just wanted to, oh, if I could have reached through the television and just like bitch slapped them. Oh, I would.
We could have gotten a Bono speech. And a Bono speech is good at that sort of thing. A nice Bono speech about Mandela being great. And about,
well, we could have gotten a Pharrell speech where he just would have gone, man, this is cool, and then just walked off.
No, he probably would have said something crazy like, the moon and the sun came together.
The sun and the moon
and
the stars winking. That's a reference to like 4 years ago. Good mother of
Karen O probably would have done something indie cool.
I'm gonna melt this down and give it to orphans,
possibly.
That seems like something Jared Leto would do in his office. Like, I could melt this down and give an individual piece to 1,000 orphans.
For the good of the good
for
of
the good for the good for the good of everyone.
It
seems like something he'd
but,
do.
You know, let it go. It won't.
Just let it be.
We can do. Let it be. Let it be. Best director, Alfonso.
Alfonso Cuarón.
I think
his speech
because
was good.
Yeah, he's quite funny.
I loved it. Just like, I mean, it was a journey for everyone, and we really learned something, and it was really worthwhile. I mean, we all changed during the process of the film. Well, not really me, just my hair.
Yeah.
I was just like, it was really, you know, worth something. Or at least I hope it was, because it would have been a massive waste of time if it wasn't. Like, okay, you're openly saying that, like, if this film doesn't change people, it's a waste of time. Congratulations. Well done. Well done, Alfonso. That was good. He was good.
He gave Sandy Bullock,
oh,
I have to say,
threw in a little Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that was
to,
good.
Thanks
I have
to
say,
Guillermo
Sandy Bullock is looking well. For 50.
Yeah.
Like, very well for 50.
I still, like, I'm going to see Gravity. I'm going to go out and buy it now. I think it's out on DVD now.
It's out, yeah.
I'm going to go and buy it and I'll watch it. But, for me, now, any other film she does in the future, I'm fine with. But she was not allowed to win an Oscar.
For The Blind Side.
She was not allowed. Because The Blind Side was so bad.
But she's got her penance now.
Yeah.
After
okay. Yeah. No.
Now,
it's fine. That the
it's
slate
an open
the
field.
Slate is clean, Xander. You may win one now. But she wouldn't have won it this year because apparently I haven't seen Blue Jasmine. But from what I've heard, it's fab. There you go.
Best. That's all the big ones. Really.
That's all the big ones. Yeah.
Best cinematographer. Gravity.
Gravity
won all the.
Gravity won
the
like seven, ones. Didn't it?
Yeah, they won all the like best. Visual effects and jazz, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Sound mix and sound edits.
Yeah. Some Italian film won best foreign film.
I love the way they were all way at the back.
Yeah.
It felt like
really far.
That was fun.
That was good.
Ellen was good.
Benedict Cumberbatch had a great photo bomb.
Did you see him? With YouTube.
The photo with you two, and he's just in the background.
Did you see Radio Nova had a competition for the best caption for that photo?
Yeah.
And the one they got was "Elevation, Dear Watson," which is brilliant, isn't it?
That is brilliant.
Did you see him? Did you see him crying during Lupita's speech?
No.
He was bawling. It was really sweet.
What a beautiful man.
It kept cutting.
Even
he
if
was,
he is kind of ginger.
He was actually. Yeah. Well, Fassbender is full on ginger beard. Yeah.
But he's got the beard though, so
it's ginger beard, and then
it works for him.
Benedict was cut. He was like behind Brad Pitt. At
yeah,
this point.
I remember.
So
yeah.
It kept cutting the Brad Pitt.
And Fassbender's balling his eyes out, or he's balling his eyes out. Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch was just behind them, so it kind of accidentally caught them, and he was just absolutely.
I'm gonna have to rewatch. I'm gonna have to rewatch
crying
it now.
His eyes out at the Lupita speech. It was really nice. It was very like very sweet.
Yeah, I have to rewatch and see. Okay, it is.
We better go, because
it's 8:10, and we have to go to the cinema in half an hour.
We're going to Anchorman 2.
We're going to Anchorman 2. To Anchorman 2, The Legend Continued. There we go. So
Oscars.
Oscars.
It's a good year.
Very good. I think very good year. Yeah, probably the best year we've had in a while.
Yeah.
For performance-wise and film-wise.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, definitely film-wise, I think, yeah.
And all very deserving.
Yeah.
You know, even if you like...
It
even,
was one of those like, years, throw
if,
a rock.
Even if as a person you don't agree with the choice you would have given it to someone else, you can't say that every single person who was nominated didn't deserve to win.
Exactly, yeah.
Apart from Sandra Bullock. And on that note, we will say goodbye.
Bye.